this river. I've been running ever since.
And we're back. Wow, we're already into like the second half hour. Good. Can't wait for Matt Rothschild to get here so he got something, some content on this show. And here, oh yeah. I don't think it's going to get any better till I start targeting the right audience. And I've been going after, like, you know, guys my age. Why not? They seem to be the problem, a lot of them. But it's not just them. And I started, you know, I tried to get into Facebook. And, you know, it is rampant. Everybody knows that they're doing this dual identification thing, you know, because somebody might, you know, you're one of those people that they might target. Do I care? That's your job, Facebook administrators. How many times you kick me off 30 days for what? For saying something truthful? Not bullying or harassment. Properly applied and defined. So I do what they asked me to do, right? And now they're like, well, you can't, you know, verify it. You can't verify it. I verified it for you. Now the only thing I can do is go on this one that I made up. That's the only one I can get on. I had like four characters, right? You know, Pizza Box Mike, Mike Dickman, Michael Dickman. And then when they kicked me off enough times, I decided to make up a character. Mike Dropping. Get it? And they didn't catch that for a while. But that's the only one I can get on. And I don't have the contacts. So I can't message people because lots of times, you know, I don't have phone numbers for it when I can contact people and talk to them through the video on Facebook, right? So everybody's saying TikTok, and I'm like, yeah, TikTok, MFers, you know, we're running out of time. Oh, but the kids on there, they really, yeah, so maybe I should, you know, tell the younger generation what these lying-ass fools that are all over the TV and everywhere else are doing is wrong. And don't be watching guys like Joe Rogan. He's not funny. You guys aren't funny. I don't. What they are is that same male stereotype. We're macho, this and that. Ooh, I gave that up a while ago. You can't tell. I got the long hair, so I'm not so macho anymore. Kind of cute. But I'm thinking now's the time for me to take a little bit of the little bit of money I got, and I got enough that. What, I could go to the casino. I could probably start buying $20 of virtual coins. Because you can buy $10 increments at a time. I set up my account, but it doesn't work with Associated Bank. I know, I don't like working with them either. And I don't know why I still have them. For all they put me through. And then cancer came and saved my ass. And oh, you get a direct deposit that covers enough so you don't have to pay anything. Oh, I don't have to pay anything for you to... For me to have that money? Oh, that is so cool of you guys. That's almost like Governor Evers trying to give everybody $150, but no, Robin Voss would rather not give everybody $150 because why would they need that when he just got $298,000 during COVID for his relief? It's criminal, man, and nothing's ever getting done about all this stuff that's just like right out in the open. I'm so sick of it. So it's time to go on the attack and public humiliation. You're mean. Yeah, I am. Tough, too. Sort of. In a way. Like a neutered tomcat. Hey, that's not too funny, man. That black cat I brought over, he just doesn't understand yet that these, you know, 3/4-inch razor claws, you don't have to sink them into my skin. To get pat. I'll pat you. So I'm training him. But it's funny to watch the girl kitties. They just can't. Because the little one, that's his mom was her best friend. And when she died, I took her and her siblings in and bottle fed them and rescued them out. Except for Dora. Little baby Dora. Who's like just like her mom. They'll never get the wild out of her. And it's funny to watch her go after the big one. And I'm like, hey, that was your mom's best friend. And he's sitting there just looking at her. And I think he knows. Because that's what her mom used to do to him. Even though they were best friends. She hated everybody else. But I got to tell you, this nightmare that I'm on with this anti-marijuana stuff that's going on. I got to tell you about my horror story, which started, you know, around 2014. I started getting sick, man. I got sick on my birthday. I just up out of the blue, man. Started throwing up, just fluid, all water. Didn't eat nothing, didn't drink anything. Went home, sat in a really hot tub. Oh, okay, brought some relief. About a year later, it's my birthday again. Well, it's exactly a year later. Why did I get sick again on my birthday? 2 years in a row. Like, this is really weird. So I got taken to St. Mary's Hospital where I was born in 1961. Awesome. Friday the 13th this year, my birthday. No full moon, though, so some of you are still safe. But I'm like in there, and oh, I'm just so sick, and they're asking me what's wrong, and I go, I don't know, man. I can't touch it. It's something inside, you know? And, well, they found something inside, but they didn't tell me. That's just really sad because, you know, then 3 years later, after going through this, getting sick all the time and wondering what the hell's wrong with me. Oh, wow, your kidney's like, you know, your right kidney's like 80% shot. And it's, we got to test it to see if it's malignant. And I'm like, it is. Trust me. This explains why I've been. And they told me that, well, you probably, you know, I'm a regular user of marijuana. Well, that's probably why you didn't feel it. But first they were like, you got any pain? I'm like, yeah, you know, right here. And it's been bothering me for a while. And they go, yeah, well, it's on the other side. Oh, shoot. The one that feels good is the one that's got to come out. So it comes out 2018. I'm recovering, but it's so stressful world and everything. I just should not have jumped back into, like, you know, fighting corruption and fighting evil. But anyway, long story short, I started getting sick again. And I'm like, oh, no, man, something, it's back. You know, I just know it's back. So I get this gastrointestinal expert down at UW. I come in, and first he has this other doctor come in, and he's asking me questions, you know, what about this? Do you use that? No, don't drink, don't use drugs. What about, oh, yeah, I smoke marijuana. Oh, you do? Yeah. Well, how long you been doing that? That was like 17. Why? Oh, okay, and how often do you use it? Every day? Well, how often every day? Oh, 4 or 5 times, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, whatever. Keep me from killing people. And they come back in. That's the only conversation they had with me. Mind you, I had my kidney taken out for cancer 6 months before. And he says, well, we got good news and we got bad news. Good news is we know what the problem is. The bad news is you're getting sick because you smoke marijuana. And I'm just like, I'm already in the process of trying to get disability. And I mean, he walks out and says, oh, just cyclical vomiting, cannabis, whatever. Write that down. Put that down. No follow-up necessary. I'm like stunned. I mean, if that happened to me today, that guy'd have been laid out. I mean, are you kidding me, man? You got my whole records right there. You're not going to ask anything? Are you pushing where my kidney was out? Does that hurt? Yeah, that's consistent with it. What? What do you do when you get to, well, I lay down in a hot shower. Oh, yeah, that's another of the symptoms. And I'm like, man, I've been laying in hot water for anything. Sore muscles. This is, I almost said it. A week later, 2 weeks later, whatever, I'm in the last stage to get my disability through these attorneys, right? It's going to go before the magistrate. They dump me. Oh, this is awful, man. I'm going to go to the thing by myself. I'm going to bring my mom with. She can't see a damn thing, but she's going to be there. And this judge is going to see, this is where I live. This is what's going on. I did home health care, people paralyzed for 30 plus years. You know, that's what I had learned in college. I didn't make a lot of money, but now my hip is a little bit degenerative. Yeah, these guys are like over 200 pounds, 240, 60 pounds, and we're carrying them, me and a couple other guys. We didn't use all that equipment back then. So I go, and sure enough, hey, man. But I did research. I went and I got my disability, and those dumbass lawyers lost $6,000 in the process. They would have got $6,000 out of my little chunk. thank God for that, or what would have happened? But this is all this, you know, these doctors are like, and I checked it out, man. I do my homework too, you clowns. I called UW and filed a complaint. I tried to sue this bastard. I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing to St. Mary's that knew I had a lesion on my kidney in 2015. And 3 years later, my kidney was full blown. I mean, it was just a little thing on there. It's just a little half inch little lesion on my kidney at that time. And they had the proof, man. I had the X. Well, how do you know that? Well, because they told me at UW. They said, wow, this thing's changed over the last 3 years. And I'm like, what? My mom and I are stunned. They didn't tell us because they didn't have insurance, I bet. Huh? What do you think? That was before Obamacare. That Ron Johnson's still on that. Oh, I can't wait till we get to the second hour to talk about Ron Johnson. You're listening to him on Righty Whitey, you know, Dan the Clan O'Donnell Friday. I don't know if anybody else heard it, but I'll share that coming up. It's almost break time anyway, but man, they're just, and these guys are like the heads of clinics, man, and they're using this at rehab centers. And they got people believing it. Oh, yeah, I stopped and I haven't been sick since. Well, you probably stopped doing, you probably started drinking more water, too. Maybe you got cancer. Jeez. We'll be back. Oh, we got, yeah, no, play the music, man.
I said, mother. I was the labor to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know,